I worship you, Lord, and I give you praise. I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. Lord, I give you praise, for it's you that I embrace. I adore you, Father. I appreciate your love. Oh, I embrace your presence. I embrace your spirit. I embrace your holiness. For it's you that I embrace. I adore you, Father. I appreciate your love. I embrace your presence. I embrace your spirit. I embrace your holiness. For it's you that I embrace. Oh, for it's you that I embrace. For it's you that I embrace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just have a little prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for bringing us back safely. Be with those who are still on the way, dear Lord God. Had a powerful prayer service this morning, dear Lord Jesus. We know you dropped down there, dear Lord God, and just ignite us all, dear Lord. It was a wonderful time. Praying and hoping, dear Lord God, you'll visit us again for this service here today, dear Jesus. Thank you for all that you do in our lives, dear Lord. All we went through this week, we don't take any of it for granted. You've brought us through. Here we are again just to worship and thank you for all that you've done. Be with our pastor as he prepares to come, and just be with us all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's read Psalms 56. This is when David was taken by the Philistines, took him to Gath. Sometimes I feel like we've been there. My God. It says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppressed me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wandering. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praise unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hear me when I call. Oh, is it true that you are thinking of me? Oh, how you love me. It's amazing. It's amazing. Whoa, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Whoa, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. Yes, I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. Hey, God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. Yes, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Whoa, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. Whoa, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. My God. Wonderful to be a friend of God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Jesus. Jesus, more of you. I need so much more. Jesus, more, more, more. I need more. Oh, I gotta have more, more, more. Jesus, more of you. I need so much more. Jesus, more, more, more. Oh, I need more. Oh, I need more, more, more. Jesus, more of you. I need so much more. Jesus, more, more, more. I need more. Once more. I need more, more, more. Jesus, more of you. I need so much more. Jesus, more, more, more. I need more. Gotta have more, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God. My life, mercy rewrote my life. Whoa, I should have fallen, my soul cast down. Oh, but mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, God's mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen, my soul cast down. Oh, but mercy rewrote my life. Oh, it was mercy that rewrote my life. Oh, God's mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen, my soul cast down. Oh, but mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Amen. Mercy. Thank God for His mercy. Amen. Get ready for the offering, please. Ooh. Father, come and dwell. This is your house, a holy house of prayer, where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens and their cares. This is your house. This is your house. Oh, come and dwell. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we come one more in your throne of mercy, Lord, to give you thanks for what you're doing in our life, Lord. And we ask you to be in the midst of us, Lord, because we come, Lord, to nourish from your food, from your spiritual food, that only you can come and break the bread, Lord. We ask to bless each one that are here, Lord. Bless those that are on the way, Lord. And if there's a need, Lord, in the midst of your people, Lord, whatever it may be, healing, a need of a job, a spiritual awakening, Lord, we know you're able because you are God, Lord. Bless each one that are here, Lord, and bless the tithing and the offering, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Come. This is your house. Father, come and dwell. This is your house. A holy house of prayer, oh, where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens and their cares. This is your house. This is your house. Please come and dwell. This is your house. Oh, Father, come and dwell. This is your house. A holy house of prayer, where the lost and the lonely bring their burdens and their cares. This is your house. This is your house. Oh, please come and dwell. Once more. This is your house. Father, come and dwell. This is your house. It's a holy house of prayer, where the lost and the lonely, they bring their burdens and their cares. Oh, this is your house. This is your house. Please come and dwell. My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come and dwell. Thank you, Lord God. I got a little old song we used to sing up north here. I'm sure you all know it. Start with a chorus. Okay. Let's see. I shall sing, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Oh, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Oh, there is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, oh glorious day, that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, oh glorious day, that will be. As our brother comes, there'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus, oh, I shall see. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved by his grace, when he takes by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, oh glorious day, oh that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus, oh I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, oh glorious day, that will be. Oh, what a day. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, boy. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me. Woo. Yeah. What a day that will be. Oh, when my Jesus I shall see. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're looking forward to that day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When you taste, leads me through a glorious day that will be.
One more time with all your heart.
What a day that will be with my Jesus. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day it's gonna be when my Jesus, I'm gonna see when I look upon his face. The one who saved, oh, take me by the hand and lead me through. Oh, what a day, a glorious day that will be.
He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 My God. I see that we had a special from Sister Rolande. Amen. Let's have her come at this time and amen. Sing the special for us. Praise the Lord.
Second of a sermon, the minister mentioned, stop worrying, God will use, he will even use a raven to feed you. And this song came in my heart to write. If he has to use a raven to feed you, he will. He will use anything and everything to fulfill his promises. If he has to use a basket to preserve you, he will. He will use anything and everything to fulfill his promises. If he has to use a donkey to warn you, he will. He will use anything and everything to fulfill his promises. If he show that you are highly favored in your dream to reveal your unexpected and he will use anything and everything to fulfill his promises. If he has to use a Red Sea to destroy your enemy, he will use anything and everything to fulfill his promises to you. If he has to use a boat to keep you alive through the storm, he will use anything and everything to fulfill his promises. If he has to use a well to keep you in track and bring you to your destination, he will use anything and everything to fulfill his promises. If he has to use a fish to store up your blessing at the bottom of a sea, he will use anything and everything, yes, to fulfill his promises. He has even crucified his son to save you, to redeem you. He did. He redeemed you. He redeemed me. He has done everything and everything to fulfill his promises, to fulfill his promises to you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. He can use anything and everything to fulfill his promise to you. Praise his holy name. Oh my. We appreciate that. Sister Rolande, God richly bless you. God richly bless you. Amen. Well, you know, y'all can be seated. Don't worry about standing. I want to say I appreciated the worship service this morning. Brother Wisdom just did a wonderful job, and you know, you can tell when the church is entering in. Amen. God bless you. You can hear it in the office when the church is entering into the worship, and you know, that's just it's. Makes it so easy to come out and just get into the Word of God. But, you know, Sister Rolande was talking about, she heard that on the radio, and amen, and then that song just came to her, and, you know, I think that's a blessing. I didn't hear it on the radio, but it just came to my spirit, and it was a song that I wanted to hear this morning. I need my young sisters, I think they sang it. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it'll come to me. Y'all just come on up here anyway. It'll come to me. It's slow. It's one of, no. It's one of the songs that the Morningstar Voices sang, and we sung it as a choir. Yeah, Mighty to Save. So I want them to just come and sing that. So good to see Brother Coleman. Amen. Good to have him in church with us today, his son Brother Donnie, and amen, Sister Lori Ma, Amen. And their children. Amen. I believe it's Danya and Jeremiah. Is that right? All right. Good to have them in fellowship with us on today. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'd like for them to sing, and amen. And maybe after that, I might do one song. So we'll see, amen, how the Lord just works it out. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to save. Say he is mighty to save. Yes, he is. Come on. Say he's mighty to save. He's mighty. Jesus is. He rose and he conquered the grave. Say Jesus. Hey, he rose and conquered. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, he is. My God is mighty. Oh, say he is mighty to save. Oh, the heroes and conquered. Thank you, Lord. I said, a heroes and conquered. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Heroes and conquered. Say, Jesus conquered the grave. Yes, he did. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody bless the name of Jesus in this place. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. My God, my God. Amen. Appreciate that from the young sisters. Amen. Certainly appreciate that this morning. Amen. You can be seated. Just wanted to quickly just mention a few things here. I forgot this, Sister Kayla. Amen. Good to have you with us also today. God bless you. Her and her son. Amen. Good to have them in fellowship. We want to wish a happy birthday today to Sister Becky. Sister Becky, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Thank God for allowing her to see another year. Amen. Today, and understand also Sister Ebony will be celebrating a birthday on Tuesday. Amen. So we thank God for that as well. Amen. Make sure you mention that to her. Amen. Happy birthday to her as well. Last week, I got a wonderful, wonderful card, amen, from Sister Wisdom and the family, and I just want to say thank you all for that beautiful card. Very, very timely, and I appreciate that. Amen. God richly bless you. We ask that you continue to keep Sister Carter in prayer, amen, as she's just feeling a little pain in her body from the accident that she had. As I talked to her this week, she told me, you know, the vehicle that comes to pick her up, the van, it was two vans collided, had an accident from the same company there. And so just keep her in prayer, you know, hasn't been feeling well, not able to sleep like she would like to. So please remember her in prayer. Amen. Our precious Sister Carter. Also on late last night, or I guess early this morning, all how you say it. Amen. Brother Jude and his wife had a little baby boy. Amen. 7 pounds, 4 ounces. And we have Jude Raymond Jr. Amen. That was born 12/22 this morning. So, amen. Keep them in prayer as well. And on yesterday, we heard some of you all know Brother Randy that attends Brother Joe Underwood's church there in Ocala. He's married to Sister Celine. I understand that his mom passed away. Amen. So please keep Brother Randy and his family in prayer that God would just help them through this time. Amen. Just do that for them. Amen. So praise the Lord. I think that's all the announcements that I need to make. Amen. And while we were in
South Carolina, they asked us to sing, and I took one of the songs they brought down here from North Carolina, amen, and sung it back in South Carolina. We just had a wonderful time with it. So I just want to sing it this morning, if you all don't mind. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, he has. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. That's my testimony anyway. Said, God has smiled on me. And he has set me free. Yes, he did. Oh, God has smiled on me. See, he's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You see, I once was lost, but thank God I am found. I was blind, but this morning I can see. That's the reason I say that God has, yes, he has smiled on me. Hey, he has set me. Oh, I know, yes, God has smiled on me. Come on. He's been so good. Yes, he has to me. Hey, listen. I came to Jesus just as I was. I was weary. I was wounded. I was sad. Yes, I was. But you know what? I found in him a sweet old resting place. And he has, Jesus has made me glad. Yeah, that's why I say, God has, yeah, he has set me free. Yes, he has. Oh, I know he has. Say now, God. God has smiled. Oh, he's been so good. Yes, he has. To me, yeah. Come on, sing with all your heart. God has smiled on me. Yeah, yeah. He has set me free. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad to know that my God smiled on me. Oh, he's been so good. He's been so good. That God has been good to me. Better than I could ever be. I said, God has been good to me. Real, real good to me. I said, real, real good to me. Say, he has been good to me. Yes, he has been good to me. He woke me up this morning. Yeah, I said, he started me on my way. He put food on my table. He put clothes on my back. He touched my body. Hey, I said, he touched my body.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Turn around and tell your neighbor, he's been good to me. God has been good to me. So good to me. Real good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Better to me than I could ever be to myself. God has been good to me. God has been good to me. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Let's just bow in a brief word of prayer. Amen. Dear God, we just thank you for your grace that's been given to us, your mercy, your loving kindness. Lord, you've been so good. Even when it looked like things was going bad, you were still working it out for our good. Lord, we're grateful. We are so grateful. We're grateful, Lord. We just got to stop sometimes and just tell you that we thank you, that we praise you, that we adore you, that we love you. We cherish the relationship that you have with us. David said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, the question was asked, where would I be? So glad to know that you're on my side. You got me covered in front and back. Lord, surrounded by your glory. I'm grateful. Lord, I ask that you bless, Lord, the remainder of this service as we just prepared. And Lord, go into a thought here today. Bless, Lord, our bodies to be able to receive, our spirits to be able to receive, Lord God, today. Lord, renew our strength. Remove all tiredness, weariness, oppression, depression, any spirit, Lord, that's trying to hinder us from receiving all that you have in store for us, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. You told us what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, what we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We loose the power and the presence of God to saturate this place. Oh God, have your way in this place today. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Oh God, heal, deliver, set free by the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. May we all leave here knowing that we've been in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Anoint your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. It's all good. It's all God. Yes, it is. It's all good. 'Cause it's all God. It's all good. Thank you, Lord. 'Cause it's all God. It's all good. It's all God. It's all good. It's all God. But if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good. But I know better. It's all God, oh yeah. But I know better. It's all God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate your service on today. Amen. We will turn in our Bibles to a couple scriptures. John chapter 16 and starting at verse 7. And also 1 John chapter 2 starting at verse 1. If the Lord would allow, at the end of the service, certainly I don't have a plan, but just trusting that God would take complete control over all that would happen here today. But if the Lord allows, the Spirit allows us, maybe we'll have Brother Coleman just close us out with a song, amen, today. I always appreciate Brother Up-Up. Amen. Sorry, Up-Up. Him and Brother Stanley always doing that. You know, they've been just warriors over the years, and I appreciate those men that when I was a little boy going to church, there's certain men I always saw in church. And Brother Coleman, Brother Stanley, always saw them. And no matter what was going on in life, they was in the house of God. And you know, you appreciate seeing faithfulness out of men. You always see women in church, but you need to see men, you know, serving the Lord just as faithful. And he was certainly one of those that we saw, and we thank God for him. So if the Lord would allow, the service would allow, we maybe have him close us out in the song, amen, on today. Amen. Here in John chapter 16, verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged." And we are kind of taking two scriptures that Brother Branham used when he was teaching on the Holy Ghost. We're still kind of continuing our series here. We started talking about the Holy Ghost on Friday night, and we want to kind of continue to bring that forward to the church. And as he pulled out various scriptures there in his teaching, this was one of the scriptures that he pulled out, as well as here in John, 1 John chapter 2. He tied these two scriptures together, which we'll try to take our time to tie together today. And 1 John chapter 2, let's just read that, verse 1 and 2. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Amen. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. Amen. Sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now, this is very important. We catch this. It's telling us don't sin. But if we do sin, then we have an advocate. The first part is he's telling us don't sin. But if we do sin, we have an advocate. Because sometimes we do fall into little mistakes and little traps and things like that. And when that happens, it's good to know that we have an advocate. Amen. With the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation or the atonement for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Praise the Lord. Let's just leave it there. And a quick word of prayer, and I'll let you be seated. Father, as we've read your word, we commit it now to you, Lord, that you would bring revelation and understanding to our hearts on what we have read here today. We trust that you, God, would just get the glory out of this service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Just real quickly, I want to go back to John chapter 14 Amen. John chapter 14, and just read verse 16, starting at verse 16. I just want to read this. And again, we're trying to set something up here for you. The first thing is making sure you have understanding of what the Holy Ghost is. Brother Branham said we can't receive the Holy Ghost unless we know what it is, unless we know what that is given to us. It's a promise for us. Unless we know what results it brings in our life. Amen. It says after we have that understanding, then we'll know what we got when we get it. Amen. And my declaration, if I can just put it that way, is that I am believing God to fill every person in this church with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I don't think it just stopped here at the church, because the Bible says the promise is unto you and to your children, those that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So once you are impacted, your life is impacted with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I pray that it impact your family. Amen. It'll impact your children. All those that you come in contact with, we want to see the Holy Ghost impact them. It's not good enough for us to come and say we go to church. Everybody go to church. I mean, you can hear next door, they go to church too. Go down the hall, they go into church too. Everybody go to church. So it's not good enough just to say we go to church. I want to also say it's not good enough for you to just say, I believe God sent a prophet. Amen. There's many folk believe God sent a prophet and still living in sin. Amen. Even though they believe God sent a prophet, believing a prophet not going to get you into heaven. Amen. But it's going to take something on the inside. Amen. It's an inside job is what they say. And on the inside, it's going to take the Holy Ghost on the inside, right, and experience that only you and you alone will know about. Right. It'll change you from the person you used to be to the person that you should be. Hallelujah. And once we have come to recognize, amen, or we can bring to a place of confession, Lord, I am not who I'm supposed to be. I mean, you got to get tired of having a life where you up this week and down next week, right, where you in and where you out, where you can agree with the word, but then the pull of the world just pull you right back into some of the things that you know you should not be doing.
Right.
Amen. But see, the thing is, you've been trying to defeat this thing with willpower.
Right.
You can't do it with willpower. You're going to need God's Holy Ghost power.
Right.
It'll pull the meanness out. Yeah. Amen. It'll pull the ugliness out of your life. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. God's Holy Ghost power can straighten some things up. See, so I want to make sure we put this burden on the church. Don't stop until you've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't be satisfied saying, I believe the message. Amen. I mean, if we're honest with ourselves, I mean, we all go through cycles. Amen. We're up, we're down, we're in, we're out. We're so encouraged, then we're discouraged. I don't want to live that kind of life. See, we were talking on Friday night of how, you know, the way that the first temple was designed. You know, there in Moses' day, they had the outer court. And in the outer court, the sunshine and everything hit that. And sometimes it would be rain. That would hit everybody that was standing in the outer court. Then you also had the inner court. And that was impacted by some of the elements outside as well. But they had also the holies of holies. And when you went in there, that was a secret place with God. And that secret place, it was covered. So, amen, no matter what was going on the outside, it did not affect what was happening on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And this is the way we as Christians are. Sometimes the things that happen on the outside in our lives, it impacts how we function inside. God want to bring you to a place where no matter what happens on the outside, you are not impacted or affected by that, because you have something on the inside that gives you direction.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost becomes your compass. And you don't care nothing about the winds blowing, I'm still going straight this way.
Uh-huh.
Straight towards heaven. No matter what happens in my life on this side, I'm not impacted by any of that. And this is a life that we want to see Christians live. Hallelujah. Let's read this real quickly out of John 14, verse 16. And it says, It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Amen. And
We're going to get our title from this particular portion, but we're going to be working with this comforter, advocate. Today we're going to be working with that for a little bit. It says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Lord Jesus was on his way out. He was in body form. He was there amongst the disciples, talking with them, walking with them, fellowshipping with them. But see, that was only a part of what God wanted to do. God, his first thing was to get, I mean, for us to know his presence. He operated in the Old Testament with the children of Israel. He was a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. The people could identify God's presence when they saw that pillar of fire or that pillar of cloud. They knew God's presence was amongst them. But that same pillar of fire one day became flesh in the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says the Word became flesh. So when that Word became flesh, it was that pillar of fire, or the Logos is also called, the Word, the Logos, the pillar of fire, all the same thing. It became flesh in the body of Jesus, and it dwelt among us. At that time, he was called Emmanuel, God with us. But that's not all God wanted to do. He didn't want to just be above us in a pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire. He didn't want to just be with us in the body of Jesus Christ. But the final thing that God wanted to do in mankind, he wanted to be in man. See, and this is what the comforter, the job of the comforter is to come and to dwell inside of man. So you know, we want to make sure we get to this spot as Christians where we know that God's spirit is dwelling on the inside of us. And let me also just kind of make it very, very clear. The Holy Ghost is not just a feeling. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a person. Mm-hmm. He's a person with a personality. And if we ever claim that we're filled with the person of the Holy Ghost, then we should see the characteristics, amen, that are inside that holy life expressing themselves through you. Praise God. Amen. I mean, remember, this is the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit, certain things he is not going to feed on. Certain things he is not going to enjoy. He don't want nothing to do with, because he's a Holy Spirit. See? Amen. And let me tell you, sometimes your flesh will war with your spirit on the inside. And sometimes your flesh will be kind of pulling towards this way. But like I told everybody on Friday night, the Holy Ghost is my no. Amen. When my flesh want to say yes, the Holy Ghost is my no. Don't you get involved with that. Don't you do that. You run with all your life. So you need a no on the inside of you.
Right.
See, if you have a no on the inside when pastor not there,
right,
when mama not there, right, when daddy not there, you'll have something to keep you no matter where you are.
Right, right.
That's why we gotta make sure that we talk about this from the youngest to the oldest. We all need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's keep going with this scripture here. Amen. I think it's verse 17. Stay at verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I want to use that for our title today. I will come to you. Amen. I will come to you. This is something that you can underline in your Bible and make sure you got it pointed out, you know, so you can go back. Because, you know, sometimes the enemy makes us feel like God has forgotten about us. You know, you done send away your dead grace. You done did this and you done did that. God can't forgive you. God does not love you. But you got to take a promise into your heart where he says, I will come to you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. I will come to you. Amen. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. There has to come a day where it's revealed to you what's on the inside of you. Amen. You all remember that brother. Let me just finish the scripture. He that keepeth my commandments and keepeth, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. We'll leave it right there. But I was thinking about this, you know, where he says, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. There was a brother one time, they went to, you know, he wanted to receive the Holy Ghost, and You know, he was his wife was going to church, but he wasn't going to church. And one day he was out selling the car. And when he was selling the car, somebody gave him a little tract, and he put it inside of his pocket, and he pulled it out of his pocket, and the tract said, "Where will you spend eternity?" And he read that, and he said, "Ma, you know what? I need to start thinking about where I'm going to spend eternity. My wife going to church, and I'm not going to church. I think I better start going to church with her. Let me close down this business on Sundays. Let me get to the house of God and start thinking more about where I'm going to spend eternity." And as he was going to church, you know, and that's the thing. You start going to church, but don't get satisfied with just going to church.
Right.
Amen. Become active in the church. And now you just can't be active if you ain't living no kind of life. See? And if you want to be active, you want to live a life, then I got to tell you what it's going to take in order for you to be able to live the right kind of life. Mm-hmm. You're going to need the Holy Ghost on the inside. So, you know, this man wanted to, you know, get a little bit more active. And inside. So, you know, Lord, they preaching about the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost that they're talking about. So he went and got prayed with the brothers, and they say, "Well, brother, what you need to do is speak in tongues. And when you speak in tongues, you know you got the Holy Ghost." And this is why we want to make sure we know what results it brings, what it is, because, amen, unfortunately, we have been deceived by teachers in the past as to what the Holy Ghost was. The Holy Ghost is not just a feeling, although it will bring a good feeling. Amen. But see, what we're trying to get you to see is that I don't want it just to be something on you. I want to be something in you.
Right, right.
That's the difference. Because, see, you can shout in church and feel real good shouting. But when you get out there and the devil hitting you with every blow he got, you got to have something to say, "I'm going to still come back to church."
All right.
Amen. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here. I got something that keep pushing me. Amen. They have a song say, "I got something on the inside that keep telling me, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Hallelujah."
Right.
See, I tell you, but, you know, so the brothers say, they say, you know, pray, and when you speak in tongues, you got the Holy Ghost. So he say, prayed, he spoke in tongues, but he still didn't feel like he had nothing. And then he said, go down. He went to another church. He said, "Well, brother, you know, when you get the Holy Ghost, you know, just cry. Not, still didn't feel like he had nothing. Went to somebody else, "Well, just shout. When he come on you, just shout. I shouted, but I still didn't feel like I had nothing." I said, "Well, you know what? You got a demon on you. And with that demon, you need a prophet that'll be able to reveal to you what's going on in your life, and he'll be able to tell you why you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet." Say, "Why don't you go down there and see Brother Branham?" So he said, "Okay." Went on down to Brother Branham, and he said, "Brother, I went to this church. I spoke in tongues. I still didn't feel like I had it. Say, I went to this one. I cried. I still didn't feel like I had it. Say, I went to this one. I shouted. I still didn't feel like I had it. Say, they told me I had a demon, and you might be able to tell me what demon got me bound." You know, he said, "Well, brother, was they right or wrong?" He said, "Well, actually, it was partly right, because the Holy Spirit will produce, you know, some of those results." He says, "But, you know, you said that when you was reaching into your pocket that you pulled out this little note, and it asked you, where would you spend eternity?" And he say, right there, he say, because the Holy Ghost, what it is, it's a conversion. It's a change from what you used to be to where you should be.
Right.
See, he says, so what happened, say, now, right there when you reached into your pocket and you pulled it out, all of a sudden something changed on the inside of you where you no longer desire to do these things. Now you desire to do something else. There was a change that took place. He say that happened when you looked at that little card, read it, and you began to start going to church. Say, something happened right there. He looked, he said, "Brother Branham, are you telling me I done had this all along? That I had it all along?" He said, "Yeah, that's when he came in." He said, "What?" So he said, right there on the spot, the brother began to speak in tongues. The brother began to cry. The brother began to shout, because he got a revelation of what was already inside of him.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And when you get a revelation of what's on the inside of you now, to some of you, it's just a promise. But God is going to come and anoint that promise with a reality.
Amen.
It's going to become a manifestation. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. One place, Brother Branham says, it's absolutely imperative that you receive the Holy Ghost now. Because if you don't, you won't be able to come into the resurrection. We want to make sure that, you know, as a church, that we teach what God is requiring of his people in this hour. We don't want to just shout over this or jump over this, but we want to make sure that you got clarity as to what God is expecting from you. Hallelujah. Let's just, if y'all don't mind, I want to just maybe read a couple of quotes, and then we'll Just coast a little bit and then we'll get somewhere. I promise you we'll get somewhere. Praise his holy name. Stay with me. Let's go to what is the Holy Ghost? Amen. Paragraph 38. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to set it just right for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, listen. He says this. You are so different when the Holy Spirit comes on you until the mind of this world don't like you. And I was telling you all, when God filled me with the Holy Ghost, my friends put me down. I didn't have to put them down. God, I mean, they didn't want to hang around me because you know what it is? It's light coming on inside of you.
Yeah.
And if you ever went into a house, amen, that had a few creatures that like to come out at night, and all you got to do is turn on the light. And when the light come on, they go to scattering, trying to get into the corner. Yeah. Amen. Y'all ever dwelt in a place like that? Amen. But, you know, I mean, you go into that room and there they go to scattering, you know. Amen. And praise God. Now, I've been in little spots where, you know, they go to scattering, but there'd be some that can't scatter. And they just up on their back. But if you get too close to them, they'll turn from on their back to get on their feet and go to scattering again. You know, and sometimes, you know, you thought something was dead in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It was just on its back. And once you get close to it again, it come back alive.
Yeah.
Amen. You want that thing dead. And when I see one of them that come back alive, I put my foot on
it. That's it.
So God wants you to put your foot on some stuff today. Get rid of it. Don't let it back alive anymore in your life.
Right.
Exterminate it. Hallelujah. He says, when those friends, I just talk different. I wasn't trying to be, you know, nobody, but I just talk different. My desires were different. I didn't want to listen to the same radio station that they was listening to. I mean, they go to get in the car. Yeah, Jack, you remember this song? I do remember it, but I don't want to listen to it right now. Amen. Now, listen, even with the Holy Ghost, you're still going to remember some stuff.
Yeah.
But what happened is that with the Holy Ghost, you got something to stop you from. Oh, my. Even though the music going and everybody around you, you got something that just kind of keep you right there. You be looking different. You be acting different. You be feeling different because you are different.
That's right.
Something that stops you. You don't get involved with everybody else getting involved with.
Right.
I can stay right here in the midst of it. Brother Branham said the Holy Ghost allow him to get into another channel.
Yeah.
He go into the restaurant and as they play the jukebox, and his son said, Daddy, don't that just bother you? Don't that music just bother you? He say, son, what music? He said, that music that they play, I don't even hear it, son. He said he got into another channel where those things did not impact him anymore.
Right.
And see, this is the way you got to be. You got to get into another channel where the devil just can't keep doing the same thing he always been doing to get you distracted. Oh, hallelujah. He can't pull drugs this way no more. Amen. He can't pull drinking this way no more.
Come on.
He can't pull lust this way no more. Right. He can't put nothing this way no more because the Holy Ghost is there.
Yes.
I'm not getting as upset as I used to get because the Holy Ghost is there. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, he says, you are so different when the Holy Spirit comes on you until the mind of this world don't like you. Amen. And they're against you and they don't want nothing to do with you at all. I've had it with my friends. They don't want to call me no more. And I was glad they didn't want to call me because I was trying to get away from them in the first place. Just didn't know how to hurt their feelings. But the Holy Ghost will put a separation there. And when he does it, you just run for your life. You got to recognize when God is putting a separation there. Don't keep running after those friends when they don't want you. You don't want them either.
Uh-huh.
Find yourself some new friends. Friends that fill with the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to get in here a little bit. But my God, this just been burning in my spirit. And I'm expecting God to do some great things in this place. Amen. I'm not talking about me just up here preaching about it. Amen. God said we're going to worship in spirit and in truth. So, I mean, as we get the truth, I'm expecting the spirit to come and confirm
Amen.
What is being spoken. And I'm just one of them crazy believers. I'm crazy. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm crazy. Hallelujah. When I look at the situation that happened with Hattie Wright, and I noticed that, you know, Brother Branham going down there to give that lady back her money that she gave. I missed it last week. I was talking about Hattie Wright and how she gave money to offer, and I was talking about giving, you know, and I said, but, you know, when she gave that money to the offering, God will bless you in other ways that you don't really realize how he'll bless you. Mm. Sometimes we're looking for a financial blessing, but God want to give you a spiritual blessing. For our offering, she gave a $20 offering, amen, and got a spiritual blessing, an eternal blessing.
Fine.
Money gonna fade away. I don't care how much money in the bank, if you let it stay there, eventually it'll dwindle down to nothing.
Right.
But she got something eternal because she gave. I'm one of those crazy believers. And what happened there with Hattie Wright is that after she gave, you know, Brother Branham headed down the house to give her back the money because he knew that she was so poor she really couldn't afford to give that. I got to give this back. He said, but the Holy Spirit said, what did your Lord do when that lady gave them 2 pennies? Mm-hmm. Say, if he didn't give it back, you don't give it back. Say, okay, Lord, I'm going to just stay here and say it while they were sitting there just talking about the word of God.
Yeah.
What are you talking about when you get home?
Uh-huh.
They're just talking about the word. If you want the Spirit of God to come into your house, you got to talk about him.
Right.
You got to fellowship around him.
Amen.
Put the movies to the side.
Right.
Amen. Throw all that stuff to the side. Let the Holy Ghost be the most important thing in your life.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I mean, you want to spend time in prayer, reading your Bible, doing whatever you can.
Right, right.
So if they were there talking about the word of God, and as they was talking about the word, you know, he's talking about them squirrels that was being created. And the same God that provided for Abraham a ram is the same God that provided for me the squirrels. He is Jehovah Jireh today.
Amen.
Hattie Wright say that's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
And just one word. I mean, you notice it, nothing but the truth. How many words is that? Count it up for me. Nothing but the truth. 4 words. 4 is the number of deliverance.
Amen. Amen.
That's all she said. Not some long prayer,
right,
but 4 quick words. That's nothing but the truth. 5 words. That's nothing but the truth.
Uh-huh.
5 is the number of grace.
Amen.
And when she said that, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit was pleased with what she said.
Yeah.
And dropped in on the prophet and said, tell her whatever she asks for.
Amen.
Whatever she asks for, she can have right now.
Yeah.
Because she said something that pleased me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, if you're saying the right thing at the house, then God can give you whatever you need.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit poured out right there. She said she looked around. Her mom and daddy were sick. And she's like, well, maybe I can pray and God will restore them to health. Or maybe I can ask that. Say, her sister had been prayed for many times, never got healed. Maybe if I ask for her healing, she'll be all right. And she'll come out that wheelchair right now. He said, no. Said, no, Lord, she asked the prophet, what should I ask for? What should I? He said, no, I can't tell you what to ask for. That's up to you to make the right choice.
Bye.
Say, she looked around and saw her 2 boys sitting over there just giggling, laughing. Why this great anointing is inside her living room. This great anointing was there. Her little boys just laughing. This is why I say I got crazy. I just believe. I got crazy belief. Because the same God that looked at them 2 boys they didn't want nothing to do with what their mama was doing right there.
Mm-hmm.
They were sitting there laughing, giggling, they weren't even concerned with anything that was happening in that room spiritually. But because she asked for the salvation of my 2 boys, what that tells me is that my desire is greater than their desire.
That's good.
So when I say I'm looking for the whole church to be filled, maybe you sit here and say, Brother Jack, I don't know what you're talking about, but my desire is greater than anybody else's desire. And if God can do it for Hattie Wright, then God can do it for me.
Amen.
What do you want, Brother Jack Duff? I want the whole church to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Even the ones that are not here today, I want them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost, Brother Branham told us, it's a sign of circumcision. It cuts the excess things away from our life. The excess flesh, things of the flesh that we don't need, it cuts those things away from our life. In the heart, it cuts it away. We want the Holy Ghost to work at the heart level. Look, I can tell you all day long, this wrong, that's wrong, this wrong, that's wrong. But until the Holy Ghost come on the inside of you and teach you what's wrong, amen, you won't stop doing what you're doing. And you might even have a desire to stop. See, I mean, Paul had that. He struggled with that old nature in Romans 7. Man, the things I want to do, I just can't do. But see, say, but when the Holy Ghost comes, it gives you the power.
Right, right.
To be able to stop those things. When the devil presented, said, no, Satan, I'm not falling for that trick no more. I'm over that. I'm over that. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. You shall receive power. That's why we want to put this, amen, this burden on the church. You must receive the Holy Ghost. You must receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Without it, you're not going into a rapture.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You must have the Holy Ghost. It's a sign of circumcision, cutting away the excess things of the world. Amen. The other thing that the Holy Ghost is, Brother Branham brought to our attention, it's a seal. And you know what a seal is? Maybe we'll just kind of pick this up here. Let's go, if you would, go to in that same quote, go to paragraph 46, please, for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seal means a finished work. And this is the thing. You can, Abraham did not receive the sign of circumcision until God saw and approved of Abraham's faith. Now, you might say, I have faith in God. You might say, well, can't you, I'm going to church, ain't I? That's good enough, ain't it? I believe that God sent a prophet. That's good enough, ain't it? But God needs to recognize your faith, and by recognizing your faith, he gives you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because, see, here's the thing. You can fool me. You don't know what kind of life I'm living just because I'm up here. Even though I'm anointed, don't just get caught up on the anointing.
Right.
The anointing can confuse people.
Amen.
You don't know what kind of life that person living up there behind that pulpit. See, I don't know what kind of life you're living in the chairs. That's why I just got to preach it. See, I mean, I don't know who went through what last night or last week and what you got planned for next week. I don't know, but I still got to preach it. Maybe God will say something through all the words that I share. Maybe God will say something that will strike something in your heart.
Yeah.
Where you want to change. But, you know, you don't just look at the anointing, because, see, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Everybody. When the Holy Ghost come down, and that's why I say I don't want it just on your flesh. I want it in your flesh.
Right, right.
Well, that man was living a life. He had a wife, but he was married to one wife and then was living with another lady and had two kids by that lady that was not his wife, right? And the Holy Ghost fell on him, and he would interpret everything that the other man was prophesying about. And his interpretations was right every time, even though he was not living the right kind of life.
Amen.
I don't want that. I want the real thing.
Amen.
So if somebody go off in a tongue and we get the interpretation, we want to make sure both people got the right kind of life.
Right,
hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. You know, you can talk to a person for 2 minutes and tell what their spirit is feeding on. Hallelujah. All right, let me look at this. We want to look at it from a seal. Amen. Brother Branham says Ephesians 4:30 reads like this: grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. The Holy Ghost seal. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a seal. God recognizes your faith, and amen, and the way that you're living, God recognizes it, and he comes down and seals you with the Holy Ghost. Listen, I'm going to have to get a little bit hard on this now. Now, you legalist brethren, just hold quiet for a little bit. Did you notice how long that seal lasts? Not till the next revival. Look at this. Not until the next time something goes wrong. Now that's where many of us are at. Boy, we on fire for about 5 weeks. And then something go wrong and we go right back down in the dumps. We got to have something that keep us on fire no matter what is going on in our life.
Amen.
I told the church, even though, you know, I'm going through a trial, I'm still coming up here preaching. Amen. It doesn't matter about my trial. I'm still going to be faithful to God.
Yeah.
Faithful to what he called me to do. I'm not looking at my trial. I'm looking at his promise. Not until something goes wrong. Until the day of your redemption. That's how long you are sealed. Until the day of your redemption, when you are redeemed up to be with God, that's how long the Holy Spirit seals you, not from revival to revival, but from eternity to eternity. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's another one. I don't want us waiting until some special services before we enter in and try to get something from God.
Right, right.
If you can go to no matter where we go, South Carolina, wherever we've gone, if you can wait till we get there, amen, to get into the spirit and jump and shout and, you know, Allah not saying do all these things, you can do the same thing right here.
That's right.
You can do it every Sunday. You can do it every Wednesday. You can do it every Friday right here at Spirit of Truth. You can do it. See, the reason that people get something out of those meetings, they go with a certain expectation. When you come to church, you got to come with the same type of expectation.
That's right.
God is going to meet me this morning. If he don't meet nobody else, he's going to meet me right here this morning. You got to come with that type of expectation. Hallelujah. Listen, say, you know, because that's what many of us are good Christians. We can't wait. It costs a lot of money to put them meetings on. I mean, the Holy Ghost is without money, without price. We ain't got to pay for the Holy Ghost, but we got to get this brother to come and this brother coming. When they preach, man, the Holy Ghost can fall. That's not how God does things. See, it's based on your expectation. I read on Friday night, it's the minute that you let it all go. The minute that you let it all go, that's when God will come in and baptize you with the Holy Ghost. The minute you let it all go. Because you're already thinking, well, Lord, I ain't ready to give up that little part of my life right there. I still enjoy that, Lord. Sometimes, God, you know how I get sometimes. God wants you to give that little part up. God wants to become intimate with you. He don't want to just come into your living room. You know how it is. You don't want nobody in your bedroom. They invited to your house, man. You can come. You close the door to your bedroom. Sit right here in the living room. Don't go in the kitchen unless I go in there for you. You know, they're not welcome when they come to your house. If they really welcome, you don't mind them going into the kitchen and grabbing something. Yeah, help yourself. Whatever's in there is yours. And I'm going to tell you another thing you wouldn't get upset with if they was really welcome. You wouldn't get upset if they were laying in your bed. Amen. But that's where you want Jesus. Jesus, come into the bedroom, into the secret chambers. Come here and dwell right here. Make yourself at home in my secret chamber.
Right. Right.
Oh, glory. All right, come on. I'm almost there. I'm going to just read this and drop a few things off. It says here, you're sealed until the day of your redemption. When you're redeemed up to be with God, that's how long the Holy Spirit seals you, not from revival to revival, but from eternity to eternity. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is. It is a seal of God that you found grace in his sight. And he loves you. He believes you. He's put his seal upon you. What is a seal? A seal designate or means a finished work. Amen. You've come from justification through sanctification. Now a finished work is receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has saved you, sanctified you, cleaned you up, found favor with you, and sealed you. He's finished. You're his product until the day of your redemption.
Amen.
A seal is a finished thing. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a sign. We're going to get on that a little later in another message. The sign that Paul spoke of, tongues, was a sign to the unbelievers. See, it says, now, notice, but in this, the Holy Ghost is a sign. I mean, the Holy Ghost is a seal. It's a sign that God gave to his chosen children. To reject it is to be cut off from the people, and to receive it is to be finished with the world and all the things of the world, and to be a product that God has put a seal of approval on. And Brother Branham goes to give an explanation of the seal as he started to talk about the railroad. I won't read the whole quote. I'll just share with you what he said, and I encourage you, go back and listen to the message. What is the Holy Ghost? Amen. This week, if you want to get underneath the anointing, you can pull that down. If you want to get underneath the anointing of what I'm saying, go back and listen to these messages. Continue to read John 14, 15, 16. Just keep Acts 2, Joel 2. Read these scriptures regarding the Holy Ghost and let it get all into your spirit. And Brother Branham talked about that ceiling. He was saying how, you know, you had the railroad car. Amen. Brother Wisdom used to work on the railroad, so he know everything what Brother Branham's talking about right here. Amen. And one day I went and asked him, Brother, talk to me about this seal. What is this seal that Brother Branham talking about? And he said, you know, you get in that railroad car and you have to pack it just right. You got to pack all the goods in there. Amen. You might be shipping something to somebody. It might be fragile. See? And you got to pack that thing just right. Put it inside that railroad car, because as that railroad car is moving along the tracks, it's not going to be an easy ride.
Come on.
Oh, God. I hope you can understand what I'm saying. As that railroad car is going down the track, it ain't going to be a picnic. It's going to be a lot of loud chugging and all kind of other stuff going on. And amen, going up hills and through mountains and all kind of stuff and just doing all it can just to get there. See, and I mean, you ever see them cars, you know, you stop and they jolt. You know, they hit and they jolt like that. Sometimes in life you hit some things where you jolt.
Right.
Amen. You get shook up a little bit in life. Sometimes these things happen, but you got to make sure that whatever's in that car is packed so tight.
Right.
That no matter when the jolt happens, everything is still secure.
Right. That's it.
You might lose a loved one, but everything is still secure. You might lose your house, but everything is still secure. You might lose your car, but everything is still secure. You got to have something on the inside. It's got to be packed just right. And when they pack it, you go in there and you pack it. You put it all in you, and you know, say, boy, this thing is just right. Ain't nothing gonna break in here. It's going to make it to its destination. It's going to be all right. Your destination is heaven. God needs to make sure that you make it to your destination. I got good news for you. You come from God and you going back to God.
Amen.
And ain't nothing going to stop you from making it to your destination.
Amen.
Yeah, these just trials that we got to go through in life. That's all. Just trials. Amen. But as we go through those trials and it jolts a little bit, if you done packed it, they have to bring the inspector. And it ain't you. You ain't the one to say it's going to make it. It's going to make it. Because you don't know if you're going to make it. You might think you're going to make it.
That's it.
But as soon as something hits you, you're gone again. See, but you need the inspector to come and say, well, yeah, okay, they got it this time. Now, yeah, they're going to make it this time. Oh, hallelujah. I'm coming back to the inspector, but I got to bring Brother Branham. One time was praying for a sister, but she was just praying. She was just, Lord, she was tired of her up and down life, and I want to be delivered from this. Brother Branham, would you please pray for her? Say, okay, sister, you pray. And she got down, she prayed, and as she prayed, he could tell that was the same old prayer she done always prayed. God told me this morning while we was in prayer, said, if you want something different, you got to do something different.
Amen.
You want something different, you got to do something different. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. What do we call that?
Insanity.
When you do the same thing over and over, expect a different result, you are insane. If you want something different, you got to do something different. She went down, she prayed to say, Brother Branham, I think I got it. She cried. He said, sister, you ain't got nothing yet. You get ready to go right back out and do the exact same thing you did before you got here. You ain't got it yet, sister.
Right.
Well, what you mean? See, well, you better pray till you reach God. Pray till you know something done happened on the inside. Amen. Pray until you know it done happened. So she got back down, kept praying, and this time she prayed, she got a hold of heaven. And when she got a hold of heaven, Brother Branham said, oh, yeah, it's going to be all right this time. I ain't got to worry about it. You can go ahead and leave now because you got something to keep you as you walk out of this place.
Yeah.
That inspector goes in and he inspects to see, is everything secure? Everything just right? I mean, shake this a little bit of it. This gun move. This gun shift in transition. Shifts a little bit in transition, we're going to have a problem on our hands. Somebody's going to have to pay for this. So if it's not right, if the inspector says that it's not right, you know what you got to do? You got to go right back in and do your first works over again. Amen. You got to go back in and start all over, rip it all apart, and make sure you pack it just right.
Amen.
So don't. It's gonna shift. It's got to shift and transition. It's got to go through a few things, but as long as it don't break, that's what matters.
Amen.
Church, you're gonna go through some trials, but as long as you don't break, just because God sent you trials, just don't break. Keep on coming to serve the Lord. Keep on coming to church, no matter what you go through. Amen. Make sure you got something on the inside where it won't break.
Right. That's it. That's it.
The Holy Ghost will be your seal.
Right.
And see what happens after the inspector is comfortable with what he saw. Then he takes a seal and he puts it on there. And he puts that seal on that box car. And that seal cannot be broken, cannot be opened by anybody. But the person that is written to is at the destination.
Right.
And what they call the destination, what they call that form is a manifest. So they write up a little manifest. Amen. And you can't touch nobody else. If your name is not on the manifest, you better not be touching what's inside of it. You better not break the seal. Hallelujah. But it ain't going nowhere. It ain't even leaving the yard. It ain't even leaving the yard until the inspector is satisfied with what he sees.
Right,
the Holy Ghost is the inspector.
Hallelujah.
And if the Holy Ghost is not satisfied with what he sees in your life, you're not going nowhere.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost he circumcises us, circumcises our hearts, gets rid of the things of the world, cuts that away from us. He's a seal. Once God has approved our faith, then the Holy Ghost will come as a seal. I want to get into this Comforter, because he will come. Amen. He will come. I believe it with all my heart. I want you to understand something. I will come to you is what he told us. I want you to catch this. A comforter, oh God, is in the Greek is considered, the word is also called a parakletos or paraclete. But a comforter is someone that's been summoned to call to somebody's aid, to their side. See, I just as I was thinking on this, it just kind of I couldn't help but think about a little situation that we went through as a family. Amen. I just remember at the time that, you know, we lost our loved one, my father-in-law, and I remember coming to the house that day, amen, and maybe just a little gain or something, or maybe turning down these speakers here. But as I come to the house that day, and my sister-in-law was standing outside in the street, and she just said, you know, she told me about my father-in-law, and, you know, I just gave her comfort by giving her a hug. When I gave her a hug, you know, we walked on into the house, and I saw my mother-in-law, and amen, and, you know, we all distraught at a time like that, and all we can do to comfort one another is just hug each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on. And I remember a little time where we were trying to get ready to go to the service, and my mother-in-law, she was just in the room. She needed some strength. She just didn't have the strength to be able to get out to go to, you know, go to the house of the Lord. And she called me into the room and said, please just pray, just pray, just pray, just pray. And I just got down and we just began to pray, just side by side, just praying. I had to be a comforter. See, and sometime my wife goes, I have to be a comforter to her. As we're sitting in the service, just holding her hand, I stand by her side. I'm being a comforter. And if you've ever gone through something like this and had somebody just put their hand on your shoulder,
amen.
Somebody just put their hand and around you something, it strengthens you. They become your comforter.
Amen.
And you can appreciate that. But it's a different thing when the Holy Ghost himself,
amen.
When he's able from the inside, I'm not talking about somebody touching from the outside, but from the inside,
amen.
You pick yourself up, say, I got to do this. He's a comforter. He's able to strengthen you and give you something to make it through that trial.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's a comforter. And Jesus said, if I don't go away, then the comforter can't come. Jesus knew he wasn't going to be there all the time in a body of flesh. So he said, but if I go away, then the comforter can come to you. The comforter, he'll be there to strengthen you. And this is what you're going to need in this hour. I want to just give you a couple other definitions. A comforter is also considered an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And we read in that scripture, if you just pull that back up for me, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, and I want you to kind of catch this. Amen. A comforter is also known as an advocate. And they use the same Greek word parakletos or paraklete in describing this in the Greek. Amen. What an advocate is, he's one who pleads another's cause before a judge. He's a pleader, a counsel for defense, a legal assistant, an advocate. Let's just read that scripture really quick. 1 John chapter 2, I believe, verse 1 and 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. It says this. Thank you, Lord. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And I like this, church. Oh, God, I like this. It's one thing if we do sin, but the scripture is encouraging us, stop sinning. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's one thing if we do, and there's another thing you need to understand about sin. Amen. Brother Branham gave the example. Just keep that scripture there for me. It says, what's the color of this, the back of this Bible? What's the color of it? Do you see any white on it? It's all black. All right. Thank you. I want some participation. That's right. Amen. She ain't afraid to answer the question. Thank you. Amen. It's all black, no white. Say, this represents a sinner. A sinner is all black. So everything that comes or produced or every action from a sinner's life is just sin. That's why they're called sinners. So what he says that really a sinner is not sinning. A sinner is just doing what they normally do.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do. They don't know no better. They sin because they all black. He say, but it's the believers or Christians that actually commit sins because their life is white, but it gets messed up with some black.
Yeah, yeah.
God wants us to stay away from the black. Keep it pure. Keep it white. Spotless. See, let's keep reading here. Amen. Listen, he says this. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate. Or we can use the word comforter.
Yeah.
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins or the atonement for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, I want you to kind of catch this definition. An advocate or a comforter is one who pleads another's cause before a judge. One who pleads another's cause before a judge. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ is my advocate.
Amen.
And for him to plead, amen, my cause before the judge, I'll be the first one to say sometimes the angel has left my car because I've been out there driving a little bit too fast. Amen. And when the angel leave your car, the policeman wants to see inside your car. And I've had that happen to me a couple times. But, you know, there's places where, I mean, we've been on trips and I'm in a whole nother state and I done got pulled over to get a ticket. I live in Florida. I cannot get back to Georgia to go to court. So what I need is an advocate.
Uh-huh.
I need somebody that can represent me in court.
Right.
Without me having to go before the judge.
Right, that's it.
And Jesus Christ is my advocate. He represents me in the court of the Father, so I don't have to go before the judge. I don't want my sins coming before holy God. That advocate stands there on your behalf, and he takes care of that situation for you. And it's so good to know that Jesus Christ is there on our behalf, church. We need this. Brother Branham talked about how he was there condemning that lady that was in the restaurant. And say, Lord, why don't you just wipe out all this sin? I mean, look at her. She's sitting here. I mean, she's my age, and she got two men that she's hanging out with. Look at this. Lord, why don't you just wipe these sinners out? And he said, come back here to this little corner. Let me show you something. He saw little black spots leaving the earth, going up towards heaven, leaving the earth. And he say, when he see it, he just see the face of Jesus, just wince in pain. Oh, my. He say, Lord, is that her sin that's doing that to you, God? Why don't you wipe it out? He say, no, that's not her sin. That's your sin. That's your sin that's doing that. And he said, oh, God, forgive me. And he say, what he saw, the blood of Jesus Christ there, it became a bumper for his sins, because as it was coming up, rather than going into the presence of a holy God, he would have been wiped out if he would have ever made it into the presence of God. That sin. But what God did was push it back through the blood of Jesus Christ. Not guilty. Not guilty. Thank God that he's an advocate. And I've been in situations where I had to have a lawyer represent me. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Because of a ticket or something like that, I had to have a lawyer. I got a ticket in another state. I need somebody, an advocate, to represent me. Now, if you've ever been in your state, and I've done it this way too. I got a ticket one time, and I said, you know what? I ain't gonna get no lawyer. I ain't paying them no money. I'm going down there. I'm standing before the judge myself. I ain't paying nobody nothing. I went, and I sat there in the back of that courtroom and started listening to them calling everybody up. I said, oh, God. Oh, God, I need you. Lord, I need you. I don't know what to say. Yes, sir, you honor. Yeah. I don't know what to say in here, God. I'm standing before the court. I ain't never been to jail one day in my life. I don't know what's getting ready to happen. I ain't got nobody to represent me. See, if you ever been in a situation like that, you want somebody that know the law. Because if they know the law, they can tell you, oh, you ain't got to worry about this. They just going to do this. Don't worry about that. It's going to be all right. I need somebody like that on my side. And I stood there, and boy, they called my name. And I went up there, and sir, is this, yes, this, yeah, that's me. They clocked you at this speed. I was in the car, but, no, I don't even want to hear but. Were you doing, but, you know, they didn't, but nothing. Sir, you wasted my time. I don't want to waste your time. What is the fine here, sir? I'll go ahead and pay it. I'm sorry to take up this time in your courtroom like this. I apologize. Just tell me how much I need to pay, and I'll be out of here. I didn't want to go to jail. But see, if I had a lawyer, I learned later on, get yourself a lawyer, because they're able to kind of go in there. They know each other. They know each other, so it's like, look, they go and they talk, say, look, just kind of throw this out. And when I go to my advocate, I let me work with it just a little bit, y'all. My lawyer, I done been to him saying, when you go into work with a lawyer, you got to be honest.
Yeah, I tell them everything.
You got to be able to share everything with them. You got to be able to tell them, look, that now I was going this fast. And then they ask you, have you ever gotten any more tickets before? Long time ago. 3 months ago, sir, I got a ticket. You have to be honest with those lawyers as they're presenting your case. Amen. You got to understand the reason that you have to be honest, because if they get surprised with something with the defense, then they don't have no case for you. So you got to be honest when you come in before an advocate. That's the same way it is with God. When you want to be filled with the Spirit, you got to be honest. Confess all your sins.
Amen. That's it. That's it.
God, I'm wrong, Lord. I did this, Lord. I did that. I'm wrong. God, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. But then when he goes before the Father and the devil start accusing. Now, they did this, but yet, now they told me that. Now, what happened there is they did that, but they asked you to forgive them, Lord. Oh, yeah, they asked you to forgive them, Lord. They want you to, they begged and they pleaded. They wanted you to forgive them. So would you please just pardon that? Strike that off the list. That, Lord, yeah, well, I got them. They did this just yesterday. That happened. But, Lord, they told me that happened, but they prayed and they asked you to forgive them, Lord. Amen. Not only did they ask you, but they went back to the other people that they were supposed to ask for forgiveness, and they got forgiveness, Lord. So that you got to strike that. That's not against them. Yes, they did it, but he's an advocate. So you give the advocate something to argue for. He can stand on your behalf because he knows, they've come and confessed everything. You cannot send your lawyer into the courtroom unarmed. He's got to have all the information that he needs to be able to defend you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just like that. Amen. When seeking representation, you must provide all the pertinent facts. You must confess the truth. Don't embarrass the advocate by having the opposing counsel reveal something that he was not prepared for. Confess, for he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Hallelujah. Can I just read a quote for you? I want to read this out of the lamb and the dove, if you just give me that quote. Jesus Christ is my advocate. Amen. The Holy Spirit is my advocate. The Holy Spirit is my seal. The Holy Spirit is a sign of circumcision. Amen. The Holy Spirit is my keeper. Thank God. Thank God. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen, in the lamb and dove, Brother Branham makes this comment. Says, a few years ago, in the Middle East country, some 50 or 60 years ago, there was a notable evangelist. And many of you might have heard of him. His name was Daniel Curry.
Right.
He was well known throughout Central America for his evangelism, a wonderful scholar and minister of the gospel. And he had a dream one night that he had died and he was taken up to heaven. And when he came to the gate of heaven, they said, "Who are you?" That's what the keeper said. He said, "I'm Daniel Curry, the evangelist." He said, "Just a moment, sir. I'll have to see if your name is recorded here." And he goes over and looks the books over. He come back and he said, "Sir, your name is not recorded here." "Oh," he said, "you must be mistaken, sir." Said, "My name is Daniel Curry." See, I done went through this not in heaven, but on this side. Just trying to get a hotel room one time. And I thought because of my name, I'd be able to pull something. See, listen. You might be able to do that on earth, but when it comes to God, no matter what your name is, if you have not come the way he's asked you to come, you ain't going to be able to pull nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All of us got to go through the same process.
Right.
Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen, he says this. He says, he come back, he says, "Sir, your name is not recorded here." "Oh," he said, "you must be mistaken, sir." He said, "My name is Daniel Curry." The angel at the gate said, "I understood you plainly, sir. Did you look thoroughly?" "I did, sir. Your name is not recorded here." And this is heaven that we're talking about here, church. Said, "Well, what can I do?" The angel said, "Would you desire to appeal your case to the white throne judgment?" Well, he said, "Sir, I have no other choice. I must appeal my case to the white throne judgment." And Daniel Curry said he felt himself going through space on and on. That after a while, he began to come into a light and said it got brighter and brighter until it shined a million times brighter than the sun. There was no certain place it was coming from, but he was standing in the midst of this radiant light shining around him and said he stopped and the voice spoke very straight and said, "Art thou Daniel Curry?" He said, "Yes, Lord, I am." Said, "Daniel Curry, did you ever tell a lie when you were on earth?" And he said, "Till that time, I thought I had never lied. But in the presence of that light, I realized there'd be many things that I had told which was wrong. What will it be that day?" He said, "Daniel Curry, did you ever break my commandment and steal while you were on earth?" He said, "I thought I'd always been an honest man. But said in the presence of that light, I realized I had pulled some shady deals." He said, "Yes, Lord, I have stole and I have lied." Said then the voice come and said, "Daniel Curry, was you perfect when you were on earth?" Oh, he said, "No, Lord, I was not perfect." Said he was waiting for the clap to depart from me into everlasting destruction. Said every bone seemed to go out of its joint. And I stood trembling. I hope somebody's trembling today if you realize that you're not in that place with God that you need to be. He says, "All of a sudden I heard the sweetest voice that I ever heard in my life. Said sweeter than any mother's voice I'd ever heard speak. And said, when I turned to look, standing by my side." See, that's a comforter.
Yeah.
That's an advocate. He stands by your side.
Uh-huh.
Especially at the time that you need him. "Standing by my side, I saw the sweetest face that I ever saw. Never did I see a face of a mother or anything would take its place. And said, that one who was standing there said, 'Father, take all of Daniel Curry's sins and put them on my account. For down on earth, Daniel Curry stood for me. And here in heaven, I'll stand for Daniel Curry.'" Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, he proved right there that he was an advocate.
Amen.
An advocate. Amen. A comforter. He'll be right there. Take it down for me, please. He proved right there that he would be an advocate, a comforter to Daniel Curry. Church, you're going to need that when you go to stand before a holy God. You got to have an advocate that will stand for you. Can you imagine them standing there and, Lord, I lied, I cheated, I stole, I did this, I did that. Lord, you don't want your sins to catch you when you get there. Deal with them right now. And let God give you something that will give you power to overcome everything that challenges you in this earth. Let's read this other quote here. Hallelujah. Oh, God, if you knew that what he was to you, this is why Brother Ramsey said you got to know what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is not just a feeling that just make you jump up and speak in tongues when, you know, no. Sometimes it will require, sometimes it will do that, but that's not all it does. The Holy Ghost is not one that just make you come to church and shout and run around. It may do that sometime, but that's not all it does. It's a life that lives on the inside of you, a person that lives on the inside of you. He's your strength. He's your comfort. He's your advocate. He's your sign that God has accepted your faith. See? Amen. Hallelujah. Look at this. Water from the rock. I want to read this. Oh, thank you, Lord. E37. Okay, don't that just take the scare out of it. Now, God is with us. And I like this. Although you sin, you got an advocate. Oh, you ought to be grateful for that today. Although you sin, you got an advocate. And look, everybody in here, we're all, our righteousness is as filthy rags before him. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody can, you did this, you did that. We're all sinners in here. But thank God we have an advocate, a comforter. Amen. And see, I like this, you know, because oftentimes, you know, the devil will make us feel, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, you did this. But I want you to see this quote here, what Brother Branham says. And when the devil bringing that to your mind, although you're sinning, you got an advocate. Tell God you're sorry. Just tell God you're sorry. And after you tell God you're sorry, what are you supposed to do? Come on back. Tell God you're sorry. Come on back. Amen. That's the way to do it. Don't think that you're a cast off forever.
Bye.
See, the devil will lie to you and tell you that you're a cast off. But don't think, these words are important. If you don't think right, the devil can just use your thoughts against you.
Right.
That's why you got to cast down all the stuff the devil throws your way. You got to cast that down. The Bible says, whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. What does God say about me? Amen. Listen. Tell God you're sorry. Come on back. That's the way to do it. Don't think you're cast off forever as long as you still have enough desire. I like this. As long as you have enough desire to come to this church. Come on.
Bye.
Do you have desire to come? Come on. I'm not looking at what you did. Come on. You got an advocate. A comforter. God's still with you. That's right. Sure he is. Yes, he will just keep moving as long as you will. As he's called you, he's still in the saving business to call you.
Yes.
And all he's calling, he's still wooing at your heart. Come on. Come on. Tell somebody, come on. Come on. No matter what you've done, God still wants to forgive you and take you back. Love you a little bit. Hug you up to his bosom. Give you a few spiritual vitamins. Put you back in the church. In your position again. He came to redeem, to seek, and to save that which was lost. Thank God for an advocate. Thank God for an advocate. Let's read this scripture and we'll close it right here. Hebrews chapter 10. Oh, God. I thank God for this. Brother Branham told us that the Holy Ghost, we got to know what it is. Amen. Then we know what we got when we get it. He is a sign of circumcision, cutting away the things in our heart that is not like God, that does not desire the things of God. He cuts those things from us. Amen. He is a a seal, just like that boxcar is sealed. The inspector has to go in and inspect it, make sure that it's ready to reach its destination. The Holy Ghost is a seal. The Holy Ghost is also a comforter, an advocate. Amen. And that's what we have. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. One of my favorite scriptures. The enemy will tell you things. He'll lie to you. You done gone past the point of being forgiven. Amen. You can't return anymore. You'll never go back to that spot again. And God, tell the devil he is a liar. Because you have an advocate. You have a comforter. I mean, the other definition on that advocate, a comforter, amen, it's also he's able to give you divine strength. That's what you need to enable you to go through trials and persecutions on behalf of the kingdom. The comforter, the advocate, is able to give you divine strength. And if you ever had anybody just comfort you, you don't know what to say. I was saying when we were going through it, the loss of my father-in-law, there was a time in my life, church, I couldn't pray. I wanted to pray, but I didn't know. I couldn't pray. Just the word, I mean, the hurt that you're going through, you can't pray. You can't. It's hard to pray. You know, the good thing about it is that you got some brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
That when you're going through moments like that, you can just, even if you don't pick up the phone, they happen to pass by at the right moment. And they'll just put their hand, Father, just help them, Lord. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you felt the saints' prayers just giving you strength to keep pressing on. See, God is one that expresses these attributes to us, but he also allows us to express these attributes to others. Sometimes when you have somebody come to comfort you and strengthen you, when you can't pray, you don't know what to say. They just say the right words. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes it ain't what you say. Sometimes it's just your very presence. You ain't got to say nothing. Just sit there. Just sit there. Because your presence itself comforts me. Oh, my. I tell you what, this is all right to me. This is all right to me. He is my comforter. He is my strength. Amen. He's everything that I need. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Let's read this scripture. Thank you, Lord. I was just thinking on Psalms 23 where David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Don't worry, you can leave that scripture there. They comfort me. The rod and the staff, they comfort me. The word of God comforts us. Amen. He is a comforter. Here, Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 35 says this, cast not away therefore your confidence. So when the devil is telling you that you you ain't going to make it. You always got this kind of life. You got to fight back in your mind. Tell the devil he's a liar. And you got to realize God, I mean, he said, I will come to you. You just sit there and you wait. You clear the gangway, clear all the doubt, and let him come to you. I will come to you. That's a promise. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, after you've done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, I'm holding on to this, he that shall come will come. If he promised to come, he is coming. He that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by doubt. The just shall live by, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The just ain't looking at none of that stuff. The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, this is the thing. God don't want you to draw back. Please don't pull back. Amen. You keep pressing forward. Like my daddy told me, keep hitting the rock. Keep hitting the rock because one day you're going to hit the rock and that rock's going to break. Hallelujah. just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Don't draw back no matter what you're going through. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Remember, he's still in the saving business to call you. He's calling. He's still wooing at your heart. Come on, no matter what you've done, God still wants to forgive you and take you back, love you a little bit, and hug you up to his bosom, give you a few spiritual vitamins, put you back in the church, in your position again. He came to redeem, to seek and save that which was lost. Brother Branham also said this, I won't pull it up, but he says, don't sin no more. Now, if you do sin, as soon as you sin, you have an advocate, of course. But I mean, don't walk out there. Don't walk out there and go following the same path that you followed. Amen. Because a worse thing will come upon you. Oh, God, this just strikes me. I'm going to leave right here. But there was a time in musicians, y'all come to the front. There was a time in the presidency, Abraham Lincoln was president, and he had a situation that was presented to him. There was this man that was guilty of a crime, and because of the crime that he did, he would have to serve capital punishment for this crime. And one of his friends went and they said, please don't let my friend die under capital punishment. He's a good man. Please don't let him die. Mr. Lincoln, you're the only man that can do something about this. Oh, God. Oh, God. And as I go into the story, I want to let you know God can still do this. God can still do, as I finish this, because it just happened recently, the testimony of a brother that was accused of a certain crime with a young lady, and he knew that he didn't do it. He was a leader of a tribe or something like that, and they accused him there in Africa, and they put him in jail. But one brother went in prayer for him, a comforter, advocate. Went in prayer, and started asking God to, please deliver this brother. When they prayed, the Holy Spirit said, go tell him within 5 days he's going to come out of this thing. And they went down and told him and said within 5 days they released that man from the prison, because they found him not guilty. See, whatever you are in today, God is able to release you from that thing. But you have to do what I'm getting ready to say here about Abraham Lincoln. He signed the pardon and said, yeah, I'll sign the pardon. Go down there and take it to your friend. Let him know he don't have to die under capital punishment. I've signed the pardon. I believe what you're saying. He was an advocate. He went and stood for, amen, his friend there with the president. And he took the paper down, the signature of Abraham Lincoln on the sheet of paper, and he gave it to his friend. His friend said, what are you doing giving me something like this? Why would you play games and tricks with me at a time like this? You know that paper did not come from the president because it don't have a seal on it. It don't have anything on it. All it's just a piece of paper, somebody in the forest, the president's signature. You know that's not the president's signature. Why would you play games like that with me? Say, man, I talked to the president myself. This is a pardon for you. You don't have to die. Let me go talk to the wardens. You don't have to die. Man, just leave me alone. Let me die. Let me die. Just don't play games like that with me. Well, the next day they pulled him out into the fire before the firing squad and they fired on him. They shot him. That man died. Even though he had a pardon signed by the president that he did not have to die. Well, they finally said, well, we don't know what happened here. We're going to have to take this and try it before the courts. They took it to the federal courts of the land and they presented the case. Why did that man die when a pardon was signed by the president? Why did they not honor the president's pardon? They had a little saying there. And they came to a conclusion. Pardon is not a pardon unless it's received. And if today the Holy Spirit might have given you a pardon to let you know that he's an advocate, that he's a comforter, that he's able to just wash and cleanse you from all that stuff that done mess you up, you can go past the point that you are today. The Holy Ghost will be your power. The Holy Ghost will be your keeper. The Holy Ghost will be your know. The Holy Ghost will be everything that you need. But you got to get beyond the things that you did and look at what you're getting ready to do in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. place softly. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Oh God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our advocate, that you are our comforter, that you are our strength. We couldn't stand before a holy God the way that we are. Sin, Lord, just reigns in our mortal being. But, oh God, to know that, Father, we can be free from those things if we would just take the pardon that the Spirit of God would bring to us. You invite us to come, no matter what we've done, no matter how far we've gone. We can never go so far where you can't reach us. Lord, we can never go so low where you can't pick us up. God, we're grateful that we serve a God like you. And Lord, we come to realize that, Father, we need something on the inside of us, not something just on the outside, Lord. It has to come on the inside, Father. And that's what we yield ourselves to you, our thoughts, our ideas, our ways, our concerns. We yield it all to you right now, God. Pray that you, Lord Jesus, would visit us with a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Burn out everything in us that is not like you. Lord, remove all the in and out, the up and down, the unstableness, Lord God, in our life. Remove it, God, today. That you would bring us to a place of stability. That you would inspect our hearts, God, and see, Lord, that everything is in place and that we might be sealed with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just release this anointing, Father, to go with the people even as they go to their homes and going through the week. Lord, let them just meditate on these words that were spoken, God, as they would read the scripture in John 14 and 16 and Acts 2, Joel 2, Lord, just read the scriptures regarding the Holy Ghost. Lord God, may there be a thirst that come upon every believer in this church. Lord, that they would not be satisfied till that thirst is quenched. Oh God, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. That's your promise. We're holding on to it. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I'm guilt-free today. I'm justified, and I can stand blameless. It was your sacrifice of love on the precious cross. What a finished work. My spirit's been set free, and I have no charges. You see, I'm guilt-free today. Oh, I'm justified, and I can stand blameless. Oh, it was your sacrifice of love. Cross. Oh, what a finished work. My spirit's been set free. Oh, and I have no charges. Come on, sing it again. That's why I'm guilt-free today. Say I'm justified, and I can stand blameless. Oh, it was your sacrifice of love. Oh, on the precious cross. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, my spirit. I'm justified, oh, and I can stand. It was your sacrifice, yeah, it was your sacrifice on the precious cross. What a finished work, what a finish. My spirit, oh.
What do I have to do?
Thank you, Lord.
To be accepted.
Yes.
When I've already been accepted.
Yes, I have.
By Jesus Christ.
Come on, that's why. That's why I'm guilt-free today. Oh, I'm just. On the precious cross, what a finished work, what a finished work. My spirit's been set free, and I have no second verse. A petition has been made for me.
A petition has been made for me. I can now go boldly before the throne.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I can.
By His grace and mercy,
I've been bought with the price.
I've been bought with the price.
Yes.
By the blood.
Sing the song with all your heart. Everybody, stand to your feet and have me sing it one time. Yeah, that's why I'm, come on, I'm justified and I can stand blameless. It was, oh, the precious cross. What a finished word. on, sing it one more time. What a finished work. Say, what a finished work. My spirit's been set free. Hey. Against me, no charges. I have no charges. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Thank God for your advocate. Thank God for your comforter. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 I just appreciate the Lord Jesus. Amen. I will come to you. He promised it. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, you be under expectation. You shall receive it. Not many days hence. What God requires is that we repent first. We're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he promised he would baptize us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's his requirement. Make sure you've done it the way God has asked you to do it. And even if you have not been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost is still able to fill you. Just know that once he does fill you, he's going to take you to the truth of his word, and it will drive you straight to the water if you've not been baptized. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the seed that's been planted in this church. And we're expecting a harvest to come forth from it, Lord. But God, as your prophet, took his time and just laid these things out to make sure that the people understood what it was that they were expecting, what results it would bring in their life. That way they would know what they had when they got it. Lord, be our strength. Be our comfort. Be our advocate. We thank you for being that, Lord. Bless, Lord, each and every one, God, as they would just, Lord, just meditate on these words throughout the week. Bless them, God. Bless them. Bring every house underneath the anointed, Lord. Lord, of the baptism of the Holy Ghost has got to be the most important thing there is in our life. Let it be, God. Even let us come to a place where we would just add some fasting, Lord, and some prayer time. Amen. Seeking your face, Lord, until your promise is fulfilled. Oh, God, don't let us rest till we see these things done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. Amen. You can be seated. I wanted to ask amen at this time, and I want to thank God for our precious sister who came. I don't know the name, but I know the face. Amen. What's the name, Sister? Jenny, Sister Jenny. It's so good to see you, Sister Jenny. God bless you. Amen. Good to have her in service. Brother Coleman, if you don't mind, amen, just blessing our hearts with a song, amen, this afternoon. And after Brother Coleman sings, we will just prepare to let you go. Brother Donnie, if you want to play for him, feel free to come and play. Amen. Come on up. Help him come on up, brother. Amen. There you go. Help him on that. It's good to have Brother Coleman in the house of the Lord. Amen. Turn him around. There you go. Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother Donnie, will he get on the organ? Brother Jack, we've been trying to get him for about 2 or 3 weeks. And the Lord spared that Donnie said, yes, we can go today, Daddy. I appreciate you. I love you, church. Sister Burrows, we thank you for bringing Brother Jack in the world. Wonderful young man. Been watching open, praise God. God bless him. Many of you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Brother Jack and his mother and his daddy. Sister Tina and Sister Rena. Amen. God has blessed you all. We of the same tribe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We believe the same God, same prophet. God has been good to us, and He's wonders to perform. He is our paracleber. Amen. And God can do what He said He'd do. He never failed us yet. And He's not through with you yet. But if you keep on keeping on, you'll reach those pearly gates.
Amen.
Don't worry about what man talks about you or say about you, but you love him anyway. And lift him up till he speak from eternity.
Amen.
He said, if I be lifted up, he'll do what?
Draw
men unto me.
Amen.
Help me lift Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Jack, we love you. And if you come down here, I want to give you a hug, my brother. You my brother and you my friend. Thank you for the wisdom. Sister Wisdom, I met her at the store one day. And I think she had one, I had one, the books. And that's how they came over here. Praise God. God is good, amen, all the time. Although I got a little problem, but I still praise him anyhow.
Amen, amen.
And everybody said, Brother Coleman, you look good, man. I picked up a little weight, but God's blessed. And Donnie's like my daddy. Yesterday, a lady wanted to take him to the funeral, and they wouldn't let me out unless Donnie, we called him, and he said, yes, he can go. And then they let me out. So that's why I said, Donnie's my daddy. I'm glad to be here. Brother Jack, I appreciate your sermon. And Donnie, I want you to start off with a little song. Brother Jack, will you come down and sing it with us, please? The song is, I think Brother Jack sung one of the songs, the O'Neill Twins. Was that the O'Neill Twins? And Donnie going to sing another one, the O'Neill Twins. We're going to stay right in that atmosphere. Amen?
Amen.
He chose me. And we'll do a little background here, Brother Jack. Yeah, Brother Donnie going to sing. Amen. Y'all pray for my brother. Amen. And you all pray for the Coleman family. Amen. And we pray for you all. Amen. You probably never heard Donnie sing before, but he started singing after his mother passed. Yeah, we were in the hospital, and I think it was about, we was practicing, and Donnie started singing, and it was 5 minutes before we could have made it on time to see my wife live, but when we got there, they stopped us, and it was such a breakdown, but we pulled through. And I thank you for coming and being up with us, Brother Jack and Sister Erica. They come in, Tina. And we just bless you for that.
Amen.
So God is still in the blessing
yes.
business. Amen?
Yes.
Praise God.
Bless you, Brother Jack.
All right, Brother Donnie.
He chose me.
Yes, he did.
He chose me out of all that he could have you.
Yes.
He chose me. He chose me.
He chose me.
Of all
chose me, say. He chose me.
Yes, he did.
He chose me. Out of all that he could use.
But he chose
yes.
me.
He chose me.
Oh,
he chose me.
I gave him my heart and I gave him my soul.
Over
my life, he took complete control. He can use me till he uses me up. I gave him my heart, say. I gave him my heart. I gave him my soul. Gave over my life, he took complete control. He can use me till he uses me. He chose me, say,
he chose me.
Thank you, Lord.
He chose me.
Out of all that he could have, he
chose me.
He chose you.
He chose me.
He can use me. Me up.
Oh, hallelujah.
He chose me.
Oh, yeah.
Say he chose me. Lord, he chose me. Yes, he did. He chose me. You can use me, Lord. You can use me till you use me. Me up. I gave him my heart, say. I gave him my heart and I gave him my soul. Gave over my life. He took complete control. You can use me till you use me up. I gave him my heart. Yes, I did. I gave him my heart. I gave him my soul. Gave over my life. He took complete control. You can use me till you use me. Me up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we say praise him? Can we say praise him? There's another little song I like to sing, Brother Jack, and that fit right with your sermon. Inside. And I had the song on my mind, but now inside. Jesus, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, brother, sister, Jesus on the inside. He's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, oh, what a change in my life.
Something on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change. Hey, oh, something on the inside, working. Oh, what a change!
Hey,
I
say it's Jesus on the inside, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change.
Working on the outside.
Oh, what a change in my life. Yes,
oh,
it is.
Jesus
on the inside. Working on the outside.
Oh, what a change.
What a change in my life.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Jesus on the inside.
Working on the outside.
Oh, what a change.
Coming from the west, and they're coming from the east, coming from the north, coming from the south. Oh, but we're going up, we're going up. Yes, we are. We're going up with the Lord. Anybody believe that? Come on, put those hands up. Say now, we're going up, everybody. We're going up, say we're going up in that first resurrection. Sing now, we're going up, hallelujah, we're going up. Oh, we're going up with the Lord. Sing it again, we're going up, say we're going up, we're going up, we're going up. In the first, yes, we are. We are going up. Hallelujah. We're going up. Well, oh, with the Lord. Come on. Well, they'll be coming from the west. They're coming from the east. Coming from the north. And they're coming from the south. Oh, but we are going up. Yes, now we're going up. Oh, we're going up with the Lord. Come on, I'm going up. Yeah, yeah, say I'm going up. Hallelujah. I'm going up. Yeah, in the first resurrection, I'm going up, say, oh, I'm going up, yeah, one more time, everybody singing now, I'm going up, hallelujah, I am going up, oh, in the first resurrection, I am going up, I'm going up. Yeah, I'm going up with the Lord. Ah, somebody ought to give the Lord praise in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My, 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 my. My, I feel all right. That's all right. Brother Coleman, we appreciate that. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. They told him to stay, huh? Brother Donnie, we ain't know you was doing it like that, brother. That's all right. God bless you, man. Keep on singing for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Something about the name Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Hey. Say something about the name Jesus. Yes, it is. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name. Yeah, I know. Say, oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name. I ain't gonna sing it that long, but I'm gonna sing it. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power to keep you, yes it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. It is the sweetest thing. Hallelujah. Say, oh, 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 oh. It is the sweetest thing. Come on, lift your voice. Everybody sing it. Oh. Say, oh, 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 it is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep playing, we're gonna leave. Let's pray. There's power in the name of Jesus. Salvation is in the name of Jesus. Deliverance is in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for that name. For at that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. And we thank you, Lord, that we're covered by the name of Jesus. No matter what we go through, Lord, we can just call on his name. Deliverance comes our way. Thank you for being our advocate. Thank you for being our comforter. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our protector. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Roha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tiskanu. God, you're everything to us and more. Bless us, Father, as we prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. Give strength to everyone, God. Continue to keep them. Lead them, guide them, bring us back at the appointed time on Wednesday night, Lord. So come, Lord, seeking more of you. Continue to speak to our hearts. Speak to our souls. Bring deliverance to the depths of our souls, God, is our prayer. Ask that you would bless, Lord, one and all in their own special ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Give them another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Tell them how much you love them. Tell him how much you appreciate him. As the brothers prepare to come forth at this time. Say, it is the...